Let me introduce myself. I'm the Chucker from Power 92.
The what?
The Chucker.
The Chucker?
You ever hear of a dude named Alan Ray?
I don't think I have.
Well, we got this guy in town named Tom Bernard. And he's using this cat, Alan Ray.
Oh, on the air?
Well, as a comedy writer.
Oh, he's a comedy writer?
Yeah. And this guy's just killing me. Killing me. The kids are just digging him. So here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to give me a little bit of that creative, spontaneous stuff.
You have to give you something over the phone?
Well, just give me kind of a feel, a real feel for the real kind of deal.
Is that your real voice, or are you standing on somebody's throat or something, such and such?
What was that? Huh? Hold on, what?
Is that your real voice, or are you standing on such and such's throat or something like that? You know, you could fill in the blank there somehow.
I don't get it. Is that your real voice, or are you just standing
up? Or is somebody standing on your throat?
Oh, is someone standing on my...
Okay. You mean you are working on the air there? Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I'm an institution in this town. Everybody loves your Chucker. Do you do any impressions?
No, I've done a little Nixon before, and that kind of...
Nixon? Can you do a little Nixon?
Just a little bit of Nixon.
Hell, that sounded more like Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, it does. I do him, too, so I kind of do a cross between Jimmy Stewart and Richard Nixon. Yeah.
I do a good Reagan.
Let's hear that.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Tammy Baker, why don't they just put a bullet to our head? Jimmy Walker, Dynamite Mama, Pee Wee Herman. Dad, that's my name, don't wear it out.
Yeah, how about, I don't know what you think about this. Yes, it's true, I stole Wolfman's voice and he wants it back. Something like that.
Hold on, yes, it's true, I stole Wolfman Jack's voice and he doesn't want it back? Or he
that's
does want it?
Even better, he doesn't want it back.
He doesn't want it back! Oh, now we're on a roll.
Yeah.
See, I can feel those creative juices flowing.
Are you writing these down?
I've got them written down, he doesn't want it back.
You know, my show is the radio, what blank is the blank?
I like that.
But you got to fill in the blanks. That's where the hard part comes in.
My show is to radio what Barbara Bush is to Playboy.
Okay. There you go. You got something.
We're
right.
Getting there.
Have you used that before?
No, I just thought of it myself. I need at least 5 hours in bed every night, and that only leaves 2 hours for sleeping.
You use that on the air, huh?
I never used that one. It was too blue. Well, I'm getting kind of a Simon and Garfunkel feel between us, like something's happening.
Hey, I got one.
Okay.
Have I been jogging? You got it? Have I been jogging?
Have I been jogging?
Read my armpits.
Have I been jogging? Read... Oh! Now that's what I call spontaneous creative combustion in comedy.
And you're getting it for free, too.
And I'm getting it for free.
I've never done this over the phone.
Am I jogging? Read my armpits.
I like that one. You know, I would have used that if I hadn't given it to you.
I do a great Hubert Humphrey.
Let's hear that.
Well? Well? Sounds just like Hubert Humphrey.
That sounds like Reagan.
No, Reagan's more like, well?
Oh, okay.
See? Mommy? Well, mommy?
Such and such, cemetery and listen to Hubert Humphrey's body thaw. I don't know.
I'm getting it, though. I love this time of year. You can see the twins play, watch the flowers grow, and see Hubert Humphrey melt. Well, listen, man, I can't thank you enough for the time. The kids are just going to dig it. And the Chuckers Playhouse is going to knock that old Tom Bernard right off the air. Out of here.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it a lot, man.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.